Hello and welcome to the latest in our FTR On The Go series. I'm Jonathan Starks, Director of Transportation Analysis at FTR. Today I'll be highlighting a recent blog post from Don Aik, FTR's Vice President of Commercial Vehicles. In it, Don tells us that the unemployment rate continues to lose substance. Don has mentioned numerous times how the impact of the Great Recession has messed with the accuracy of traditionally reliable economic indicators. This is important because economists and forecasters rely heavily on these indicators to analyze the economy and develop their forecasts. Fortunately, most of the indicators have reset to some degree as the economy has returned to a more stable, maybe still not normal, but stable state. It can still be difficult to use some of these depending on how long and how badly the recent history was corrupted by the recession. However, one indicator is still producing numbers that Don considers unreliable and not very useful. It is the monthly unemployment rate percentage. This is significant because it is one of the most important economic indicators we have. Consider how the percentage of people employed impacts the other key indicators, gross domestic product, retail sales, government spending, industrial production, and on and on. It is also the economic indicator followed by the greatest number of people and thus reported on most by the press. Most people have at least some interest in the unemployment rate. People are concerned with job security, wages, the general job market, and the unemployment rate gives insight into all those factors. In addition, it is expressed in a single percentage and is perceived to be a simple, understandable concept, although in reality, it really is not. When the Great Recession hit in full force, it took the unemployment rate from 4.6 at the start of 2007 all the way up to 10% in October 2009. And the number of unemployed people went from 7 million to 15 million. The unemployment rate has steadily declined, as expected during a recovery, and is currently at 5%. The problem is that over the last 6 years, there have been structural and cultural changes to the labor force that have significantly impacted the unemployment rate. Because the unemployment rate only includes people actively looking for work, the labor force participation rate becomes very relevant. The unemployment rate equals the number of people unemployed plus those actively seeking work, divided by the overall labor force. At the start of 2007, the labor force participation rate, which is just the percentage of the population working or wanting to work, was 66.4%. It is now 62.4%, down 4 percentage points. That is a significant decline, and there are several reasons for it, which Don will likely explore in a later post. However, most of the drop is due to aging baby boomers retiring. So these structural and cultural changes are happening in a very dynamic environment and creating issues for calculating the unemployment rate. Prior to the Great Recession, a 5% unemployment rate would be an indication of at least five key items. First, a strong, vibrant economy. Second, steady wage growth. Third, an expanding job market with many opportunities. Fourth, employees changing jobs to become upwardly mobile. And last, more entry-level positions to absorb the new college graduates. In 2015, however, we have a 5% unemployment rate with what would be considered a lukewarm job market. The headlines boldly exclaim that the unemployment rate is down to 5%. But then the articles go on to explain why this is not indicative of the true labor market and how things are not as good as you might believe. We are constantly seeing these headlines and hearing these reports, They are now basically mere noise in a crowded news world. Some people are quick to counter the basic unemployment rate, which is referred to as U3 to us statisticians and economists, with the supposedly better U6, which seeks to include people working part-time for economic reasons and discouraged workers. The U6 was 8.4% in 2007, spiking above 17% at its peak, and is now down to 10%. But something tells Don that this measurement also does not carry the same weight as in the past. Whether it is measurement-related, survey-related, or something else, he just doesn't trust the number in historical perspective. Therefore, Don considers the numbers unreliable. He also believes that there is an opportunity for an economic firm or university to try to develop a new employment index that would combine the government data, job growth numbers, help wanted numbers, wage growth, potentially some new survey data, and some other relevant data sets. He thinks this could be a very useful tool to replace the old, worn-out U3 unemployment rate.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we encourage you to share this with your peers. To read the full blog, visit blog.fdrintel.com or go to fdrintel.com to find the latest podcasts and analysis from FDR, your transportation intelligence experts.